with the big people. So it's a big school building. I have a motion on table for what?
Minutes? Somebody want to make a motion on the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
I've seen, I wasn't here, so I can't vote on it.
Keith?
Okay. Hold on. Okay, minutes, that's the financials. Really nothing exciting to talk about, except that we've made, just in the last month, $15,000, over $15,000 in interest income on our bank accounts, which is a far cry from the $200 a month we used to be making. So that's going to go a long way.
Already.
Yeah.
And I said that only get videos.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to wait till the DEP leaves the room.
Oh, all right. And we still have $9,826,000 in FAD funds, and a total of $15,187,000 in available cash for projects. So.
Good. And for those who are not in the loop, we've had some conversations with DEC, DEP, that we've got at least another $10 million coming in, and right after the first, we can start working on the agreements.
So, did you have any input on when the documents come out, being this board and all that crap?
Same as they've been saying, sometime before the first of the year. You know, same old, same.
Yeah, from our perspective at the corporation, we can hit the ground running as soon as those hit. As soon as those come out, we're ready to just keep pushing forward. The way we look at it, it's transition from what we've been doing right into the next step, because we have plenty of projects right now in the hopper that can keep us driving right forward into the next permit.
Yeah, and for Dan and Rich, in case you don't know, there's a new draft stormwater design manual out.
Design and, well, what about the MS4 permit?
We have nothing. No, sometime before the first of the year.
And we'll be able to comment on that again, you think?
I hope so. No, probably not. Every time we comment on it, it goes away for a year. This is the 2017 document.
I know.
Yeah.
I rehashed my original comments to the second one.
I know, but my guess is, well, who knows?
I think they still have to follow the same process.
Well,
notice.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's
hearing.
A different version. They would have to publish a notice. Might be a short notice like they did last time.
Yeah. Well, that's not going to stop us. We're watching that.
Right. We just have to rehash our old comments because they haven't addressed it.
That's right.
That's all of the story.
Yeah.
All right.
Hope.
Project update.
Kevin.
Okay, so we, no major updates since our October meeting, but we are scheduling construction over the next few months for 9 different projects. They'll be scattered through basically the next 6 months going into the spring, starting in December. We have submitted a request to U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for funding on 3 projects, which are outside of FAD basins and in Westchester County. 2 in Yorktown, 1 in Lewisboro. We are optimistic that we'll, with the ongoing relationship that we have with those folks, that they're going to look pretty highly upon the work that we're doing there, and we believe that we should be able to get them. If approved, that would amount to close to $2 million in funding from Army Corps and that group of projects, which is great.
Who are you actually working with there? Is it a local group or is it with the DEC? Are they working
I specifically have been working with a woman by the name of Rafat. I can't remember her last name offhand.
How did we start with this group? How did we find
out? In my discussions with Tom Snow at the DEC, I'd expressed some desire to have more funding within Westchester County, non-FAD. And when the opportunity came up that some of the Army Corps projects weren't able to go forward, probably about 3 years ago,
okay.
They said, hey, you know, Rafat meet Kevin, Kevin meet Rafat. And we started trying to work out something. So far, so good. We're expecting agreements back from Army Corps for the ongoing project that we have, New Seed NCR 801. We have to sign a agreement once those come back to us. So that'll be circulated to council and Supervisor Williams for signature. We did, but then it has to go to their general. I'm not quite sure what rank he is. And then there's another piece that'll come back to us for signature, I believe, according to Rafat. But we'll review it again. Either way, the signed documents will be able to come back to us soon. Let's see. I believe that's it for any project updates. If anybody has any ongoing project questions, feel free to ask. But other than that, we'll loading up for the winter, as I said, and we'll have a busy spring.
So again, for those here today, we are still having discussions with the DOT. We've gotten some email correspondence back that they are still waiting for their council to they're still waiting for their council to respond to that. And I've got a question. Maybe I'm off base, but I've got a question anyway for Vinny, but I don't expect an answer. The best guy. So if we go into an agreement with the DOT to undertake their obligation under the current years 1 through 10 MS4 permit, because that's kind of what we're talking about, would the DEP funding be eligible to be used for those things?
I have to read the contract and see. My initial take would probably be
Well, I think
they're not a member organization, right?
So part of it may be who gets the credit, right?
Correct.
Why is it different than any other project we do?
It's a private property owner.
Yeah. So I think if we get the credit, I would go back and ask the question.
But I'm trying to back into this a different way, right? So it's not a question of us getting the credit for the projects. So our phosphorus number would go up if we can get an agreement with the DOT in order to, you know, now our phosphorus number is higher, right?
Join up into the organization?
Yeah, something like that.
That's an option that we could explore.
What's happening when you talk to
In that case, I would probably be more inclined to say yes.
Okay.
And there's going to be a whole process. I mean, we're going to have to vote to accept them in. What? Don't stick the tongue out.
let the record show. Let the record show.
No, that wasn't very nice of you.
I'm just thinking of now DOT, if they come in, they're coming in with a financial contribution as well, but it may not be tied into, say, the FAD basins. Might be a way to...
The question I was thinking about was whether or not if we're doing a new agreement, could we allow for something like this, if it's to the benefit of DEP, you know, in the broader sense.
My concern, though, is knowing how long it takes DEP to get through anything with a contract.
Yeah. So are you saying revise our current contract?
Just if we decided that this was an appropriate way to benefit everybody, you know, to get the DOT deals done and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's good to have a larger conversation at this time when he's going to come through with his DOT and he's going to happen.
I was thinking also of the carryover, you know, the money we still have, yeah.
Maybe there's a larger conversation we have about all of those issues instead of working on the issues. That's my opinion.
Well, my opinion is I wanted to get it on everybody's radar so they're thinking about the best mechanism to make this all happen and keep us going.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's a great idea to maybe get everybody into the same room to have the discussion, because I believe Mike Myers' point that, you know, we're running a lot of projects right now, and eventually these projects bridge to the next permit. And, you know, there's a balance of what funding is going to be able to be used when and how, without the corporation having to issue stop work orders, for instance, on projects, for just that reason. When we have good projects that can move forward and we can continue doing them, you know, they're having everybody sit down, have that conversation, pull in the DOT to Rich's point. That'll probably be able to iron this out a lot faster. So that's a good point.
And we also are in acknowledgement of we want to keep it to about 10% over the current phosphorus loading reduction we're obligated to meet, so that, you know, we're not doing way too much, and we're going to start dropping some projects out, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's important. I've been being asked, you know, I guess more clarity on
The trimming has begun already, and so by the end of the year, we'll be able to give an updated list of how closer we are to that 10% number.
By the way, let me take on the record as saying I like the new Vinny back. The new Vinny is back. The old Vinny is back.
I guess some people might say, "Which do you like better?" They say both. That's a very diplomatic answer.
The 10%, I'm at a loss with that. So what?
So we're currently designing projects,
right, based on the number
in design that is going to well exceed our phosphorus reduction number, right, plus 10%.
And the problem with that is what?
We're spending funds on projects which would ultimately roll over in the years 10 through 15,
right,
when the contract doesn't allow us to do
that. Mike Myers told us we can't go over 10%.
In design.
That's cool.
I think it goes beyond Mike. That issue has been outdated. That's kind of consensus. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and I was just trying to take everybody out of it. It's.
Right. Yeah, I wonder. They're going to look at the four corners of the document.
The contract says we can't.
Let the record know that Rich Franzetti rolled his eyes.
That's on the top of everyone, Rich, every minute. So. But, you know, at the end of the day, that Tom Snow did tell us that, you know, getting back to the DOT thing, that they need help. And if we could help them, the DEC would very much appreciate it, because they're doing nothing. They keep on coming back and saying there's nothing we have that, you know, is stormwater related. I just had them fix a pipe under 121 right here, Peaks Lake. And, you know, they own 10 feet on both sides, whatever, 15 feet. And so the riprap is all there. They put all the new pipe in, which has been not worked in years, so it's going to be a surprise to people just downhill. All riprap for 15 feet, and then it's just dumped on people's property. And, you know, you talk to them, and I said, I don't think that's allowed. You
know, yeah.
They're like, you know, they're just looking at you like, you know, they don't know what you said.
Right.
So a lot of that type of stuff is they just, it, once it goes beyond their little section of the roadway, it's their oblivious.
Thank you.
Kevin,
I have a question. Can culverts be included? Like culvert projects, culvert replacements? We have a couple that.
Not the pipe themselves.
Okay.
But the. If there is existing erosion that's coming out from that culvert and it's chopping away at the stream banks, and you can help with that.
Right. Okay. So it could be some partial
piece of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
In those cases, the DC asked us to try to incorporate more than just bank stabilization, mm-hmm, when we're doing those types of projects with channels, but particularly with culvert replacement, it's something the municipalities are doing anyway. I think they understand that there's only so much we can do. So maybe instead of running all riprap, we might go heavy into some vegetation that can allow for additional nutrient pickup. But there's ways to do it.
Right, okay. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Kevin, want to talk about Kent MB 1000?
Sure. Okay, so we received 60% design, Kenton V1000, on Monday. This project is a substantial development project over in the town of Kent on Longfellow Road, just past Route 84. The private property owner had come to us. We have a previous relationship with him. Paul Camarda, we had done a project with him on the other side of Route 311 previously. And he had come to us and said, you know, he has a site with multiple municipal discharges that have eroded away most of the hillside. There's an obvious stormwater retrofit project that could be done there. He came to us to see whether or not we could partner up with him again. Previously, Supervisor Williams and I had met with him to discuss easement payment for the site. As presented to us right now, the size of the easement would be about 4.1 acres. We had two property assessments done to identify what was the monetary value of an easement of that size across this parcel. Those were done about a year ago. And within the last year, we had came to a conclusion of, you know, what dollar value we thought was appropriate. I'm not quite sure what executive committee meeting it was that we talked about this last. I think it may have been in May or June. At that time, we had talked about a $140,000 payment for the easement for the 4 acres. That is considerably below the appraisal that was done on the site, but Supervisor Williams, myself, and Mr. Camarda had come to that number in a side meeting. At this point, we have, I feel, enough to try to make that decision as to whether or not we're going to enter into a memorandum of understanding with him for payment towards that easement. They're at 60%. We're getting ready to submit to New York City DEP, New York State DEC for all the permits. The design came in at approximately 75 kilograms of reduction with an estimate for construction of 1.1 million. Any easement payment would be above that.
How many
75. So we're operating right around a $15,000 per kilogram number. With the easement, jumps up to $16,000 per kilogram. So far, we are working essentially with a handshake agreement with Mr. Camarda.
Is this in the Fed basin?
Fed connected.
I'm sorry?
Connected.
Connected.
We're essentially working with a handshake agreement with him that we're going to continue with this. Clearly, I believe it's fully in our benefit to do a retrofit project on this site, given the conditions.
What does the easement, does it control like development or anything, or what does it do?
Well, it gives us the right to go on the property to do what maintenance we can and ensure that the practices stay in place.
But what allows us to put the practice there too, is that what it's doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, essentially there's going to be a long swale that'll run. If, say, for example, this line here is Longfellow Road, parallel to that will be a long swale that will collect all the municipal discharges and bring it down.
Is there a way of us, I'm just thinking of, not to the present, but I don't think we paid for too many easements yet.
Not common.
I'm sorry?
Not common, no.
Yeah. So is there a way for us to say we're impacting this property by this much as opposed to, is that what?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because if we can word it that way, I'd be happier to, I'd feel more comfortable.
Sure.
As opposed to just we're buying an easement to maintain something.
Yeah. It's definitely shifting his ability to develop the property by putting this
so
in.
So if we could decide on the number that way, I think going forward would help us with other folks.
Sure. Just,
somebody's going to ask in the future.
Yes.
Did you share the appraisal with the board?
I don't think back in June, I don't believe that I shared those with the board.
And the appraisal was on what? The value of the property or the value that we're destroying?
Value that we would be occupying. So the value of the 4.1 acre easement.
How big is the total lot that it has?
The total lot?
Is it 4.1?
I'm not sure. Yeah, it's substantial. It's far above 4.1.
Like 75 acres.
It sounds right.
Is there a benefit to him at all in this, or is he just going along because we want it?
I'm sure there's a benefit to him. I mean, this absolutely will, in the future, probably make it a better lot for him to utilize. But it's also, there's a clear, substantial benefit to the corporation and to the Lake Carmel and the drinking water supply for us to do something here. Because it's no different than another site where multiple municipal discharges that need attention.
Yeah, I think the precedent you want to be concerned about is if somebody's got an eroded channel on their property that's got wetlands constraints that they can't do anything with, and we're going onto their property and enhancing it, we don't want to set the precedent that, oh, we're going to go in and fix up your property, and by the way, we're even going to pay you money to do it. So I think, you know, the record and, you know, the way that we got there probably ought to be memorialized in some way, because otherwise everybody would be looking for us to fix eroded channels on their property and give them money.
But we always have the ability to just say no.
No, you know, but for future groups here, as opposed to saying no as before,
I'm
not arguing with doing it. I'm just saying.
I know, but I'm saying the precedent is, if we think it's appropriate and it benefits us and it benefits the watershed, we say yes. And then
all I'm saying is that how we get there, if we're rerouting a water course to achieve it, then we're compromising the development potential of his property, which theoretically the appraiser considered. You know, that's
what we're doing. Are we buying a conservation easement or something so we can't do something on the property that we may not want, that may impact ours, our drainage work or whatever we're doing?
I'm not sure how we would word
so
it.
So to jump in,
yeah,
for the attorney, it would be a drainage easement, but a drainage easement is a negative easement across somebody's property, similar to a conservation easement.
I don't know if it says, you know, conservation easement in my mind says, okay, you can't put a house right in the middle of this lot.
Right.
I don't know what drainage easement does.
Simply says that the drainage is going this way and it's got to keep going this way. And it gives people individual rights about it.
Would he be upset giving us a drainage and a conservation easement on that piece?
And a conservation easement?
Well, I don't know what the difference is. Well, whatever we're digging up and doing stuff with, so that he can't, I have no idea.
So then you can't develop on top of the area that you're doing the practices in?
Well, we do a lot of conservation easements in my town, and it comes out of the overall.
I mean, conservation easements, I understand, but,
yeah.
But I mean, in this particular case,
well, yeah, 75
I don't
acres.
Have a map, but I mean, is this running through a small portion, or is it
there's no There's no way you'll be able to develop what we're putting in. You know, if he were to try, then it would be him removing a substantial swale and replacing it with manholes and a pipe, which essentially for our purposes, okay, it's, you know, we still get, we have all the kilograms we need. As part of our installation agreement, we still even have, we can put the language in, you're not allowed to alter our installation.
Something like that would be.
I'd have to think back to exactly what our agreement already says, but I'm pretty certain that it says the owner does not have the right to alter or change any installation that we put in without our approval prior to that.
I think they should have a copy of the. This is going to be a little unique because we're paying for something that owners should pay for, so I don't think we should have a copy of the appraisal.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll have to do a resolution that supports the rationale, right? And I guess I think we should draft the particular installment agreement because it's going to be somewhat different, probably. Right? For the next meeting?
Yeah, we can do it for the next meeting. I don't, it would be to you to tell me how different you think it needs to be. But,
I have a project, so.
Yeah.
Project
talks.
Yep.
Who's
doing the maintenance on this? Sorry.
Well, we can write it in a way that he's required to do maintenance on it. The bulk of the work is, well, the bulk of the value to us is in eliminating these gouges that are coming down the road. In addition to that, it's the, some stormwater treatment that'll be done within the roadway prior to discharge. So, yeah, it's, we can, what we've done with Paul in the past with his project at Kenton B311B was he was responsible for the maintenance of the installation that we put in. In this case, the maintenance is going to be weed whacking, lawn mowing, clearing a swale, and making sure that those channels don't come back. So we can work with him to include similar language this time around as well. And I don't believe that he would have a problem with that, but I wouldn't want to speak with speak for him on it.
So the qualifier on that, though, is the portion of the practices in the road right of way still have to be made with Ken.
Yes.
You mean the maintenance of that?
Yeah.
And in the roadway, we have, we're looking at jellyfish units, which are just chamber units, remove the filter, back truck.
Is that contact stuff?
Yeah, the contact product.
Is that on your brand new just a big word?
Yeah.
But we just did it for a movie.
Right, so you wouldn't want Paul to be responsible for maintaining that because he's not here to do something like that.
It's a back
truck.
Yeah.
You
need the back truck.
Yeah. Right.
But that's the town.
Right. I've already spoken.
Are you aware of that?
Yes. Yeah. We've already spoken with the town, telling them the only way we can do this project is to have this element within the roadway. They're on board, and understand. Well, it's going to take another presentation to them so that they were very clear on what's going on. But I had that conversation with the town supervisor just last year.
Right, because they're going to have to sign the install agreement too.
So. Right. Yeah, so it'll have to be presented to their town board before she signs.
Can I just ask a question? The state permit requires that you guys are responsible for operation and maintenance. The state is okay with you assigning that responsibility for private entity and also then what happens if he doesn't?
We always have a written out the obligation in our agreements so that it's a backstop. It just is, you know, appropriate. From a value perspective.
Even on anyone that anybody does in town, the town's always the backstop on everything. I have to sign all the agreements instead of back either to you or the DEC.
Right, anything that's on the private property, we still have a town maintenance responsibility if it's not. And we do write them out the obligation typically in that scenario. Okay?
That would all be part of the easy as well, including maintenance. Going forward, and right to go on and do the maintenance if we need to.
So we'll, then for the next meeting, we will look to have, do we want to have two separate documents, one being payment, or a memorandum of understanding addressing any payment, and two, the installation agreement, or would you like to just pull it all into one?
Why don't you and I talk about that?
Sure.
In some cases, like in your CPs, we do essentially what amounts to a purchase agreement. That's what your MOU is. But I don't, is there a reason that we need to do that before we have an install agreement that everybody's agreed to?
It only comes down, down to him, comfort level at this point because he's invested already in paying for the engineering. And he's just, he understands that we're eager to do the project as well. But I think he was just hoping for another piece to try to lock in verbally, more than verbally, our commitment.
Yeah,
but
I can't really do that without having the whole document. If I did have that, it wouldn't have the whole agreement in the form that we're going to agree to attached to it. So,
Well, I also think we need to have the drainage easement at least drafted.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't sign an MOU without it. I want the actual agreement attached to it.
And what I like is a resolution here saying, we're doing this, and, the value that we're taking away from it is basically $140,000.
If you want to do a resolution today, you're saying? Or are you talking about next week or next month or whatever?
I don't know what we do a resolution, but I like something that says, this is why we're doing this.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
we should have a more bulky resolution.
Okay.
Right.
So we're talking about having the resolution, the installation agreement, the draft, drainage easement agreement. Anything else?
Unless we do that as one document, but yeah.
Well.
Unless we do the install and the easement as a single document and report it.
We could.
We have to, yeah. I mean, there are other issues that we have to go through, like subordinations, because it's private property, so we can do, I need to get some more data.
Sure. Okay.
Are you paying somebody for an easement? I need any lending to be subordinated, because otherwise I've just paid for something that I can take away, right? I mean, we have policies on subordinations, but if you're paying for an easement, I think you're going to want to support it every time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the loans, if there's any loans outstanding on that property, I don't know if there are. So.
Oh, I see.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we have made choices to go into some properties, right?
Yeah. Okay,
so that's something we're
going
to have to work out.
Okay.
That's it. Other business? Any board member have any other business besides Rich?
Can we just go back to the 10% rule? Can our next contract have it where we go over? Can we work that out with the DEP, where we get the credit to carry over into any future?
So we certainly can ask, and I doubt if we're going to get it.
I think that would be awesome.
You had to see Vinny's face go into
question. Why would that be a hard sell on the grand scheme of things?
Because I think it gets into their bonding and all the other crap that we were seeing.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly bring the issue up and during any future negotiations. In terms of this particular contract that is written to cover, years 1 to 10, and I think the position, as I understand it, is that even as we sit here, there is no obligation from the state to even do anything beyond years 1 to 10. So I think if people are comfortable to start spending money on projects that may not be built, and that there's
rewritten to say, hey, it covers permits, and, you know, by the way, we're trying to make things better for the residents and the denizens within the New York City drinking water supply area, and we want to do above and beyond. We could theoretically have a contract that says it. Just a thought.
Good thought.
Yeah.
Good thought. Good conversations for the future.
So I do have a note. This is October 13th from Vinny, who was copying on Dave Warren from the Thompson. And Mike, it's a warrant. Thanks for the discussion today. I know that you're busy with the town budget, so we appreciate the time to discuss the EOHWC. As discussed, you are correct that the DEP and EOHWPRP contracts are structured the following years 1 through 10 and not in the potential future years of MS4 compliance. As we get closer to wrapping up years 1 through 10, we may want to discuss available remaining balances of the funds in those contracts. As you know, we would defer to Putnam and Westchester County for the discussion of using EOH WQIP funds for projects beyond year 10. Since some projects do not go forward due to a variety of issues, tech issues, easements, we do think that some design work on a number of contingency set of projects may be allowed possible under the DEP contract and may warrant further discussion. Based on those discussions, this could allow EOHWC to continue to work on designing a limited number of contingency projects until such times as other year 10 projects start construction. As discussed, this would cover the projects up to the amount needed to cover the phosphorus credits for years 1 through 10. Feel free to reach out. So this is October 13th. We've been back and forth a couple of times because this came up in a meeting at the beginning of October. So I reached out and, you know, we've been having a discussion whether we can change it going forward. I have no idea. Right now, I think it came back to you and said 10%.
Yeah. You said 10% would be a reasonable number. Yeah. About 10% over what we actually needed. It wouldn't squawk. Anything over 10%, they're not going to be thrilled with.
10.1 is done.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not there too.
Any other business?
I just have a question for Kevin on the Lewisboro Town Park project. Any updates on the schedule?
Yes. Got an email this morning, as a matter of fact, I believe. They are looking to start December 1st.
Okay.
So we're planning a kickoff meeting with Coil Industries and Rennie Engineering, and we'll look to get started.
Okay, great, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second? All in favor?
Awesome.
We have vouchers?
Yes, we do.